Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a very special guest on, and these ladies are getting it done.
They are. Impressive, impressive. They're the new team in town. My goodness, what an impact they've made in this inaugural season. First of all, inaugural season for the Pro Volleyball Federation and the inaugural season for Atlanta Vibe. And they did it again last night, and Coach Todd Dagenet joins us. He's from celebrating last night. He's waking up early to join us. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Coach.
Welcome back to the show.
Yes.
Sam and Greg, do we make believers out of you yet?
I've already been there. I've been on board.
You didn't have to convince me.
What time we riding?
Listen, I want to say this real quick here, because your organization, from top to bottom, not only the surprising nature in which you landed in the city and the good fortune that you have seen this season, but also I want to thank you for the times that you have spent acknowledging my partner. You guys did a little tribute, and you guys just sort of embrace Sam out there. And he talks about it on a regular basis, how much he loves Atlanta Vibe and what you guys are doing out there. So I know he's not going to do it, so I'm going to thank you for how you've embraced him.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, I really enjoy doing things like that. And the support that we've received from both of you has been tremendous, because of the vast audience that listened to you. And, you know, I'm sure that's brought in some new fans. And we're just really fortunate to have partners like you all out there helping us out.
Well, it's been tremendous with what you've been able to do. And last night was special for a number of reasons. First of all, it was ATL Day. And first of all, you had like Pastor Troy was out there to pump the crowd up. But then you're taking on Omaha. And
Omaha!
These folks are special. But to get them at our place and get the win last night had to be really big.
You know, any win is a good win. You know, it's so coach cliche, but yeah, it's the one versus two. You're fighting for the number one seed in the ultimate the league tournament for the league championship. And we've worked so hard. If we're going to work that hard, we might as well try to earn that number one seed. So that was a match that goes a long way towards putting us on the ladder to finish off that goal that we set for ourselves this year.
We talked about this before. Is there any explanation why Omaha, why Nebraska happens to be this hotbed for volleyball?
Tell me what else they have.
Well, they used to have a football program.
They used to have football,
They used to college football. Yeah,
but they don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
No, volleyball in Nebraska really started by a guy named Terry Pettit, and he was the first college coach back at the grassroots time that he went from town to town and barnstormed and did clinics and built this interest in a female sport where it really doesn't have a male sport dominance, right? Nebraska doesn't have a professional team. And all of a sudden, women's volleyball became the sport. the entire state and the surrounding state borders go to Lincoln to watch volleyball. And like we talked about last time we were together, you know, they decide to throw a match in Memorial Stadium and draw 90,000+ people. That's what kind of fanatics they are. And so it's just one of those niche places that's adopted the sport and is very knowledgeable about the sport. And, you know, their Huskers are just like the New York Yankees in New York.
That's exactly what I was going to ask him, if they are considered that.
Absolutely, 100%.
Coach Dejanay, Atlanta Vibe, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. With hindsight here in place, looking back at this inaugural season, as you continue to play, though, but looking back at it, how proud are you of how you, the organization, the players, have ingratiated themselves to this city and the other sports entities? We see them popping up all around town. Your connection with this city, what has that been like for you this year?
It's been really special. You know, I think when you work at a college town, you have a connection to the college base, the real microcosm of a city, a college base. But here, watching Atlantans reach out to us and want to be a part, and then, of course, we want to be in the community. That's our mission. This is about volleyball. This is about winning, and I get that. But really, it's about affecting the lives of people, and especially kids, and especially young women who, you know, our players did not grow up with a lot of female role models. And to watch the autograph lines at the end of a match, whether it's a win or a loss, and they're so excited to meet the players and the team, it's just really been magical to watch how the city has embraced the franchise. The franchise was going to embrace the city. Colleen Craig, our owner, has done a fantastic job, and she's so involved on the city scene. But she's put us in positions to get out there and meet people and, you know, try to really get this thing off the ground that first year where we're starting to build a solid fan base.
Spending time on the waitfort.com outline with Coach Todd Dejanay. He's the coach of Atlanta Vibe. 3-1 winners last night over Omaha, which is big for them. And he is social. You can find him on Twitter or X, whatever you called it in the last 15 minutes, at Todd ATLPVF, at Todd ATLPVF. Talk about the way things have just worked out. You've had some sweeps that you've had recently, and what it has allowed you to do with your very talented roster, because everybody wants to get in on this, right?
Right. That's pretty easy. The answer to that question is, what has it allowed us to do? Rest. We're finding out that, you know, this first year they had to put together a schedule based on just arena availability. And of course we got into the game late. The Gladiators and the Stingers and you know, everybody has already set their time, and it's happened at all the arenas across the country. So we kind of got what's left, and you know, we're playing a match. We're taking a day off. We're doing a prep day. Then we're playing a match and we're taking a day off. It's going about every 3 days right now. And fortunately, these sweeps are allowing our players a little bit more rest time. That's been one thing. Right now, we're just hitting that stage of the season where we're just making it one day, one day to the next. I mean, we got no help from the schedulers. We just did a six-day West Coast swing, and then had to come back, prepare one day, and then play the second place team in the league. But so what am I proud of? I am proud of the resilience of this team. They have every reason not to show up and give it their best, but the camaraderie and the respect that they have for each other, it doesn't allow them to give anything but their best. And that has been fun to watch as a coach, because in 25 years, I've never had a team do that.
Now, heading into next season, I'm at your crystal ball here. You came into the season, you talked about some of the things that you might like to have seen done differently, but you got here a little bit late. As we talk about this upcoming season, what are some of the changes? What are some of the things that you were going to approach differently, if any?
Well, I think, it depends on how many matches we end up getting. It sounds like they're going to decrease the number of matches because they're finding out the number of matches that we're playing in the short amount of time that we play. It might be a little bit too much. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. I think changes-wise, they're going to take a look at the schedule and make sure that we're not playing 3 games in 6 days or, 5 games in 14 days, because that's a lot. Much respect to the NBA, who does this night in and night out. I don't know how they possibly do it. because we're going out there and we're physically just pounding our bodies and then recovering and doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I'd like to see them approach the schedule. But there are a lot of things that went right. You think of all the things that will kill a first-year league, and we've seen it happen with a bunch of different leagues. And I think the leadership and the ownership group have done a fantastic job of making sure that this is compelling, that it's worthy of a ticket price, that it's competitive. And, we're adding fans leaps and bounds as they learn to see the product and they respect the product that's being put on the floor. And that has a ton to do with the league, and that has a ton to do with the ownership group.
Folks, there are five regular season contests remaining. Of the five, three are at home, so more opportunities to get out and see the Atlanta Vibe at Gas South Arena. And also during this month, you guys are on CBS Sports Network, right?
That's right. The CBS Sports Network contract finally kicks in. We had to wait to the end of the men's basketball tournament for that to start. And so now I think they're putting on 10 or 15 of the remaining matches on CBS Sportsnet. So to hit that, the linear TV is only going to increase our fan base for those that haven't seen it yet. But a lot of people have been tuning in to our matches on YouTube. Being done very well by local broadcast groups. So the product is going out to the world. I mean, all over the world they're watching these matches, and nobody is watching with more interest than international players playing in what you would consider the NBA, the Major League Baseball-type leagues in Europe. They're really interested in what's happening with this American league, and we're getting more and more calls about them inquiring to be a part of it.
I absolutely believe this will be the attractive landing spot for those people he just mentioned coming from.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen organically. I think you're talking about leagues that have been established for years and years and years, but increasingly, I think the stability of coming to the United States, your owner is on the up and up. You're going to get paid because over there, if you don't play well, you don't get paid. They just pull all kinds of things on you. Mm-hmm. But there is an allure of playing in the States. And we just got to make sure that, we continue to build at the right pace and we don't overstep our britches here. We just build and do it right and do it slow and do it meticulously. And we'll end up being the best league in the world.
Tickets are already on sale for the championship, right? They've gone on sale, and it's been established. That's going to be played in Omaha, right?
In Omaha, right?
Yeah, that's going to be played in Omaha. That'll be a national broadcast game, and it's going to be a great environment. Omaha always brings the heat when it comes to a crowd. They may not like you, but they cheer, and it's energy. And I honestly don't care if we're cheered for or cheered against. We just want energy. And we've been successful there, very knowledgeable place about the sport, and they put on a good show. So, we're looking forward. We still have a couple things that we need to do to get there. But, hopefully we're looking forward to being a part of that championship and playing for the inaugural trophy.
Yep, they're back in action Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Grand Rapids. And these folks have given you a little problem in the course of the season, but 7 o'clock out of Gad South on Tuesday, they're going to be at it, Greg.
There you go.
Yeah, they've had our number. Now we beat them the last time, but prior to that, they handed us two losses in a row, and that's half of our losses right there. So some teams just match up really well with others. Last week we beat San Diego handedly as we have all year long, and then San Diego turns around and has a big win over some teams in the league. So it's just there's a lot of parity. It's really close.
And it's funny
and
when
what's compelling is that spots 3, 4, 5, and 6, it's not going to be figured out till the end of the season, the last week.
Isn't it always, no matter what the sport, it always comes down to a coach saying something about matchups?
Oh, yeah.
It's always about
it. Comes down to that.
The various sports,
absolutely.
It doesn't matter. They can be polar opposite. It comes down to a matchup.
Same is true here.
There you go. Hey, Coach, congratulations, and we want to talk to you when it's all said and done, talking about how heavy that trophy is. We're going to be talking to you about that. And just get you back on as soon as we can. But thanks for getting up and joining us this morning.
I love being with you guys. And I'm serious. Thank you for the support because, The Game is really that's the powerhouse sports. That's where people go for their sports news in this area. And, you know, being able to talk to you and being able to tell our story and you being interested in it is a huge deal for us. So thank you to you, and thank you to your fans that have come out to Game. And, you know, if they haven't, we always encourage them to do so. It's exciting stuff to watch.
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff. Great to have him once again with us, Coach Todd Dagenet, Atlanta Vibe.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.